Internally, its most obvious feature are a few spectacular clusters of mountains and numerous river valleys. The Cantabrian Massif, the Pyrenees, Alps, and Carpathians all rise from land which, over most of Europe except Iberia, tends to slant gently downhill from south to north. Draw a line from, say, Bayonne to Moscow, and there is not very much high ground to be found north of it, except in Scandinavia. Then there are the major river valleys, some making their way over long distances to the Atlantic, North Sea, and the Baltic. Especially near their mouths, these have often been so much shaped by human effort that they can no longer be regarded as wholly natural facts. Among those of Iberia, the Douro, Tagus, and Guadiana quickly become unsuitable for navigation not far from their mouths, and wind through narrow valleys and high ground to the central plateaus. The Guadalquivir was in Roman times mainly marsh. Drainage and deepening for a time allowed Seville to be a great port, but it is now silted up close to the sea, and only the Ebro, Spain's river outlet to the Mediterranean, but rising near the Atlantic coast, provides a broad valley into the interior. None of these rivers has had the historic importance of the Rhone, Rhine, Po, and, longest of them, Danube, all of which rise close to one another, collecting their headwaters from the Alps. To the east, the Elbe, Oder, and Vistula all rise within 100 miles of Vienna, itself on the Danube. Finally, in Russia can be found some of the longest rivers of the continent. Into the Black Sea flow the Dniester and the Dnieper, and into the Caspian, the Volga. For the most part, the European coasts of the Mediterranean have narrow plains behind them, and then steeply rising mountains. These long offered few easy routes inland. The most obvious were the gaps provided by the upper reaches of the Garonne and Aude in southwestern France, by the Rhone Valley, and by the Vardar Valley in Greece. It will be a long time before the passes of the Alps, the lowest, the Brenner, is just over 4,500 feet, or their slightly easier neighbours at the head of the Adriatic and in the Balkans, could be exploited. The Danube Valley, and those of the Sava and Drava, which open routes both to northern Italy and round the northern side of the Alps, were easier but longer. Europe was harder to get into from the south than from the north and east. Mediterranean coast dwellers tended to look sideways along their coasts rather than over their shoulders at the mountains behind them. But their position, together with a shared climate, would make contact with others around the sea natural and likely, though it was to be a long time before voyages could be made that were other than coastal or not dominated by seasonal winds.